Welcome to the Nightmare Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. This past Sunday, Guillermo del Toro won Best Director at the Academy Awards for his work on The Shape of Water. And Shape of Water won Best Picture. A great, great film. So we've been celebrating Guillermo del Toro all week. Some movies we want to see him make. Lots of movies, actually, that we want to see him make. And then a little bit behind the scenes and some nods and Easter eggs that are in Shape of Water. But today we're going to focus a little bit on the man himself, on Guillermo del Toro. And, you know, kind of where he's from, what he's done, and how he got to where he's at now. I will say his Wikipedia page is a train wreck. Whoever's in charge of that needs to get on top of it, because it's just random tangents of this and that and bullet point, but not coherent. I don't know. So it was fun putting this episode together, needless to say. He was born Guillermo del Toro Gomez in Guadalajara, Mexico. And he's the son of Guadalupe Gomez and Federico del Toro Torres. And Federico was an automotive entrepreneur. So I don't know if that means like a car salesman or what he did. It doesn't really say. But either way, you know, it seemed like they were pretty encouraging. I mean, he was raised Catholic, and if you've seen any of his movies, you can tell that. Since then, he's kind of gone back and said that he's not Catholic, or he talks about, you know, once a Catholic, always a Catholic, but then talks about being an atheist. But in his films and stuff, you can see that, you know, there's definitely religious overtones, and you can see that upbringing. So it's interesting. He would go to the University of Guadalajara, and he studied cinema there. So that's kind of his education, you know, and where it all came from. But his passion for it actually started back when he was like 8 years old, and he was using his dad's Super 8 camera, which all of the modern filmmakers, you know, they apparently that's what they all did, was use their parents' Super 8. J.J. Abrams even made a whole movie about it. But he would make these little short films, whether it be about killer potatoes or using toy or action figures and all sorts of stuff. He made about a dozen of them, but only a couple of them he's released. I think it'd be really cool if he released all of them, like on Shape of Water, or, you know, in some form or fashion. I think it'd be really, really cool. But growing up, he also, you know, he loved movies. He loved going to movies, loved watching movies, and some of his favorite movies, well, his all-time favorite, is Frankenstein. Apparently, the book and the movie of Frankenstein's monster, and dealing with that, has just a huge, huge effect on him. But he also loved stuff, you know, like Aliens, Creature from the Black Lagoon with the Gill Man, The Thing, Godzilla, Dracula, Nosferatu, and his love for monsters and creatures has gone back forever. I mean, even Planet of the Apes, you know? And so much so that he went and studied special effects with Dick Smith, who is one of the makeup artists in Hollywood and in production and stuff. He's really, really well known. And he spent a decade learning special effects and stuff. And then he formed his own company called Necropia. And that's where he kind of really got the ball rolling with his own productions and things. He's done a lot of other stuff. He helped found the Guadalajara International Film Festival. He has a couple of production companies. He has the Tequila Gang. And then he made something, I'm trying to remember what it was, with Cha-Cha Cha, Three Chas, Cha-Cha Cha films, with Alfonso Cuarón and Alejandro González Iñárritu. If I'm butchering these names, I apologize. But so he has his hand in a lot of stuff, and it's, you know, it shows that because he is so incredibly talented. And as he got in the films, he started off, one of the first films he did was a movie called Mimic. And this was back in 1997. And he did it with Miramax. And he just didn't like the way it turned out. He didn't like the way he was treated, anything like that. So much so that apparently, as the story has it, James Cameron, who is a friend of Guillermo del Toro, got in a fight with Harvey Weinstein at the 70th Academy Awards 20 years ago. And, you know, because of the way Harvey treated del Toro, I think now it's not shocking because we've learned now that Harvey Weinstein is a dirtbag. So no shock there that he was mistreating somebody. But he didn't let it set him back. You know, if anything, it really inspired him because he went and made The Devil's Backbone, which is, according to him, like one of his most personal and beloved films, to the point where it and Shape of Water, I believe, I heard him say that if either one of them didn't do well, he was just going to retire from film and everything. The Devil's Backbone came out in 2001. It's a Spanish movie, but it is... so you may have to put up with some subtitles. You're a big kid. It's okay. And it's set during the same time as Pan's Labyrinth. But needless to say, the movie did really well, and he got a lot of love. And then after that, he kind of did a string of comic movies, which I think is interesting. Like, almost a third of the movies he's directed were comic movies, because he did Blade 2 and Hellboy and Hellboy 2. In between the Hellboys, he made Pan's Labyrinth, which I think is really what put him on the map with mainstream people, you know, comic book people. And I use that term lovingly because I'm one of them. You know, we know Blade 2 and we know Hellboy and how great they are, but in the early 2000s, you know, you didn't have the MCU or the DCEU, and so they weren't as big as they are now. But Pan's Labyrinth, people seeing these crazy creatures he's designed and everything, they're like, wow, this guy is really good. And then he does a complete 180 and makes Pacific Rim, which I guess at the end of the day is still a monster movie. And then Crimson Peak and last year, The Shape of Water. And you, again, you see these recurring themes of monsters and salvation and darkness and, I mean, yeah, light too. You know, hope in all of his films. And it's just really great. And somewhere in all this, he found time to be a writer as well. He wrote The Strain. He wrote Troll Hunters. He's done a whole lot of things. And I didn't know this until getting ready for the show and stuff, but he's actually a big, like, pro video game person. He thinks video games are an art. He called them the comic books of our time. And I think that's really cool, because I love video games, and they are an art form and everything. And now, you know, I don't really... He just won an Academy Award, so who knows what all he has on tap. He currently doesn't have... I mean, his name's attached to a lot of stuff. Rumored this, rumored that. But nothing really, you know, in stone that he's going to be part of. So I can't wait to see what's coming next and what he's going to do. But there you have it. That's kind of a brief rundown of Guillermo del Toro and all his great films and influences. But let's know what your favorite Guillermo del Toro movie is. You can let us know in the comments below here on Facebook here on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. When I say we, it's everybody on the network. So if you like and subscribe to the channel, as you should, you'll get all the shows, not just The Night Nerd. You'll also get DC Animated Adventures, our twice a week show where we're going through the entire DC animated catalog. It's a lot of fun. And you'll also get Blah Blah Comics Blah Blah Curse Words, where Derek and Colby break down pop culture, comics, news, goodies, everything like that. But if you want to talk to me directly, like not in public, I get it, I understand. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those, and I do love hearing from everybody. So, yeah, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.